Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
For listening in to the show, and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show tonight. I know I've been down for a few days, but I'm back up, ready to rock and roll, and I don't have any problems. Everything's good. We're ready to rock and roll. You know, some people need a little time off. And I don't have a co-host anymore, so I can't walk away and someone else do the show for me. So I have to just take a few days off in order to get me some rest. You guys understand that. I know. Well, anyway, here we go. The call-in number to the show, guys, is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in, and that way you can just pick up the phone, speed dial, and you'll be up on the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. Those who are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, thank you. Listening in to the show. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. And guys, if you want to participate in on the show, just call in and press the number one. Go do my phone screeners prompts and press number one, and I'll put you on the show. We can talk about the topic, and you can give your opinion or what have you. Or just call in and say hello to me. I don't mind you doing that as well. Okay? Now, I promote the show, guys, daily on Twitter and Facebook, and, of course, Blog Talk Radio. But if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W. Show. The Frank W. Show on Twitter. You can also follow the show on Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show on Facebook. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? Now, guys, our show tonight is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Okay, guys, I know a lot of you guys went to my blog and checked out the recipe there, but I hadn't checked the blog today to see if I had any comments, but I know that you guys have been checking it out. If you still want to look at that recipe for beef stir fry, you can go to my blog site. It's funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com. All right, funnyheadsblog.blogspot.com, and you'll find that recipe there. Try it, guys. I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it. Okay. Now, like I said, I've been gone a couple of days. I haven't done the show in a few days, just kind of getting me some rest, and had in-laws in over the weekend, so you guys know how that goes. All right. Now, today's show, guys, is called A Lost Art of Disciplining Your Kids. The Lost Art of Disciplining Your Kids. Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is not to try to tell someone what to do with their kids. That's not my intent here. My intent here is to at least get people to start trying to discipline their kids. You know, so many people don't even try to discipline their kids, and it shows. And the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, you see it out there. If you go anywhere, if you go to any public place, you're likely to see a mother. And I'm sure it happens to fathers too, so I won't leave that out. A mother or father who can't control their kid. You know, and you hear it and you see it. And for some people like me, it kind of grinds through my bones, you know, because I know when I was growing up, my mom did not play that, you know. She was a disciplinarian, and she was sweet as all get out, but she was also a disciplinarian. And, you know, when you discipline your kids, if you're the one that dishes out the punishment, so to speak, if you discipline your kids, guess what? Your kids are going to love you so much more in the future. You know, they're going to be upset with you right now because you're disciplining. But in the future, you're going to be number one in their book. especially as they get to be adults. See, if you put that in your kids, if you discipline your kids, and I'm just talking straight from the heart, guys. If you discipline your kids, you teach them discipline. What do you think gonna happen when they have kids? You think they're gonna discipline their kids and teach them discipline? That's supposed to be the circle. Part of the circle of life. You teach your kids what you know. And hopefully they can take that. Add more to it. Because things are changing all the time. I understand that. You know, times change. But some things never do. Like discipline your kids. I don't think that should ever change. But it has changed to a certain degree. Now, some people still discipline their kids with physically. They'll grab them up and spank them or spank them with a belt. Some moms and dads today, they throw shoes and stuff like that. My mom never threw anything, but she'll get you with that belt. You know, she didn't play that. So you know what? Once that happened, you don't usually try that again because you know the consequences. But today, you know, kids are running rampant over their parents because of that one thing, non-discipline. They don't have a disciplinarian in their life right there. Sometimes they go back to granddad. Some people's granddad or grandma didn't play that. And if you got out of line, they'll spank you. Okay, and you probably wouldn't try that again, okay? That's going to go out the window, you know. We're going to throw that idea out the window because I got my butt tore up. You know, I want to say something else, but I got my butt tore up for doing that. So that right there can go out the window. We won't use that one again. You with me? So that's all I'm saying, guys. The art has been lost of disciplining your kids. Not necessarily saying your specific kids, because you probably do a great job at disciplining your kids. I'm talking about other people out there who aren't disciplining their kids. Call into the show, guys. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You're listening live to Frank Williams. Now, another thing about disciplining your kids is that, you know, you have to be careful, too, not to overdo it. Okay? Because you know, overdoing it takes something away from it. Okay? So try not to overdo disciplining your kids. If you understand that. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, if you do the belt thing, you know, if you still do that, if you do the belt thing, you know, try not to go overboard with it. You know, a few good swacks of the belt will get their attention. And they will understand not to do that anymore. Okay? You know, if that's the way you discipline. If you discipline by taking away electronics or things like that, I don't think taking away electronics for a month is a good idea. I think you know, a week is heavy, but a week too is get their attention. Okay, if you take away electronics, if that's the way that you discipline. Sometimes, you know, the crime is not, doesn't warrant a spanking or a whooping or a beating, you know? So sometimes the crime doesn't warrant that. So sometimes the crime warrants something a little less, and I don't know. But you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes the crime doesn't, you know, warrant that type of punishment. Okay? So you may take away electronics instead. So, you know, there's a balance there. And you have to find that balance. And I think as you go on year by year by year, you start to get that balance in your kids. And you'll learn that. You'll find that balance in your kids. And you'll understand where to go on discipline. Okay? My mom taught me discipline. So I taught my kids discipline. And I have no problems with my kids as far as their behavior. None. Zero. And I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying that's the way I was taught. Okay? That's the way that I was taught. So again, hate to beat a dead horse. No, I'm speaking to the choir here. But discipline your kids. You know, help them understand. Help them be better people as they get older and have kids by disciplining their kids. Discipline is part of should be a part of every kid's life. Because it starts at home. If you discipline them early, they won't go into school with these bad attitudes and these you know, these bad mouths. Kids talking back to the teachers and stuff. When I was growing up, you know, teacher would get you and she'd take you out just outside the classroom and pop you on your hand a couple of times with the ruler. You go back in you know, to your desk and you rub your little hand a little bit there, going back to your desk. That was fine back in my day. Not anymore. All you can do is put them out of class. Whatever. Sometimes you had to go, when you were younger, you had to go to the principal's office. That was not good. Because according to what you did, that warranted a paddle. Okay? That warranted a paddle. And the paddle to the backside is not good as well. So, you know, if you teach them at home, if you discipline them at home, they will not go to school and have that problem. They'll go to school and they'll respect that teacher. And that makes their job so much easier. So much easier to teach your kid if your kid has been disciplined at home. It starts from the high chair. And you can see in between the high chair and wherever they end up in life, say the electric chair, you'll be able to see in that lifetime between the high chair and the electric chair how their life went. What happened to get them to the electric chair? And you'll see early on that they weren't disciplined. You'll see early on that they weren't disciplined. So that's all I'm saying. Discipline your kids. Because when they go to school, respect the teacher, and they'll get something out of it. And like I said, it helps the teacher so much to have disciplined kids in her class. It's second to none. So do that not only for yourself, but for the teachers out there. Okay? So, so that's a lost art today, disciplining your kids. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, like I said, my mom could look at me with a certain look, and, you know, you almost immediately duck or something or stick your head down because you're like, oh my God, she saw what I did. And then according to what the crime was, you know, if you were out in public, she never got me in public. Respect her for that. She never got me in public, but she told me that when we get home, it's going to be me and you. So I knew that it was going to be bad news when I got home. And according to the crime, that's how bad it was. And it was usually bad. But I didn't do that anymore. That idea there to run through the clothes and stuff when you're at the mall, run through the clothes rack, you know, hide under the clothes rack and all that when she told you not to. That idea out the window for the next time that we go to the mall because of what happened when we got home. Thought she had forgotten about it. Because we stopped and got something to eat. Everything came on. Thought she had forgotten about it. But she didn't. She didn't. And it hurt, you know. But that's discipline. So I didn't do that anymore. So, guys, like I said, I'm just saying. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. But if you're out there and you have small kids, at least two or more, you know, there need to be some spankings going on. You know, my girls are too old for spankings now. So they have to get, you know, some different stuff. You know, you have to take their electronics or something, you know, or do something like that to them at this point. But it's all good, you know. And you start hearing reports about them from school. If you discipline your kids at home, you'll hear reports about them from school. You hear the teacher send notes saying, oh, what a wonderful kid. Their attitude is this, their attitude is that. My mom used to say attitude is 95% of the game. The other 5% is talent. So you see kids with a lot of talent, horrible attitudes. They don't make it too far. You see kids with great attitudes, great talent, they go as far as they want to. That's the difference. That's the difference. You have to teach that, guys. Now, I did a show a while ago called The Five Love Languages. I talked about the five love languages. And I know I'm getting off point here, but I talked about the five love languages. Now, I found out today that on yesterday, Oprah had a show on her network with the guy that wrote the book, The Five Love Languages. And there's a questionnaire online at oprah.com/the five love languages that you can go there and you can fill out that questionnaire and it'll tell you what your love language is. I'm not promoting Oprah's show or nothing like that. I'm just saying, I did a show, a few months ago on the five love languages. And, so, oh my God, that was funny right there. Anyway, sorry guys, but I did a show on the five love languages. I did a show on the five love languages a little while back, and now Oprah's doing the show on the five love languages. Isn't that a bitty? Okay. In that ability. And, but, you know, like I said, if you want to go, you can take the questionnaire or whatever. I think it's like 20 to 25 questions. You can go to oprah.com/the five love languages and take that questionnaire, fill it out, and you'll understand what your love language is. And if you can get your significant other to do the same thing, you'll find out what their love language is. Once you find out what each other's love language is, start to work towards that. You'll have a better relationship, I believe, personally. All right? Guys, I got about a minute and a half left in the show. I appreciate you guys listening in. Like I said, I've been down for a few days, just getting me some rest. But I think I'm back, ready to rock and roll, and that's what we're gonna do. Join the show tomorrow. As I have a great show set up for you, and you're gonna enjoy it. Just join into the show. Call into the show. 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for joining the show today. Take care of yourself. Have a great trip home if you're on the road. Have a good night. Have a great day at work tomorrow. And I will see you back here in about 23 half hours. Good night.
If you want me to stay, I'll be around today. Available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know for me to stay. I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt. That's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone. Forget to reach it by phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person that you really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I ever be late when you're my woman taking up my time? Oh, oh, how could you ever allow? I wonder how I would get out of pocket the fun.
Great show. I tell you that I'm gonna have the opportunity to do another show tomorrow as I get back in the swing of things. I got a good show lined up for tomorrow, and it's gonna. gonna just, it's gonna blow the socks off. I've been having people send me show ideas, things they want to talk about, and that's something that I want some feedback from people saying that, hey, talk about this one day, talk about that one day, things like that. And like the show I did, you know, not long ago about the car repossession, that was something that that I knew about. I didn't have any interest in car repossession, but then I thought that's not everyone in my audience. A lot of people in the audience don't know about car repossession and things like this. So that was a good thing. So one of my listeners gave me that idea. But I have a great show tomorrow. So tune in. Thanks, guys, for listening. Take care.